USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry. After technical delays Wednesday, the Senate confirmation hearings continued. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal keeping things light.
Welcome back, Judge Barrett, and to your family as well. I hope you got some rest.
I did have a glass of wine. I'll tell you that I needed that at the end of the day.
Well, let me just say on that kind of point, you have a right to remain silent.
Final day of hearings is Thursday. President Trump's 14-year-old son, Barron, contracted the COVID-19 virus, as reported by the First Lady. Dick Brennan from CBS 2 in New York City has more.
After she and President Trump tested positive, she worried about Barron. He at first tested negative, but soon did test positive. She writes that Barron is a strong teenager and exhibited no symptoms, and he has since tested negative.
The Trump family is now virus-free at this time. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Hunter Biden, son of Joe Biden in recently revealed emails, shows he introduced his dad to Burisma energy officials. Joe Biden is on record for saying he had no idea about Hunter's business dealings with the corrupt energy company. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The New York Post is reporting that emails reveal that Hunter Biden introduced his then-father, Vice President Joe Biden, to a top executive at Burisma Energy less than 1 year before the elder Biden pressured government officials in Ukraine into firing a prosecutor who was investigating the company. The evidence recovered from a laptop computer flies in the face of Joe Biden's claim that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
An earlier email from May of 2014 shows an advisor, reportedly Burisma's number three executive, asked Hunter for, quote, advice on how you can use your influence, end quote. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
NASCAR gets boogity, boogity, boogity. It's the first of 8 rounds in the Cup Series. Martin Truex Jr. tells us what he thinks about the Kansas Speedway racetrack surface.
Yeah, I mean, I think when they first repaved it, it took a little bit for it to come in, but I think every year since, you know, really the last, you know, I guess, I want to say 5 years or so, it's been really good, you know, as far as that, the high side coming in and, you know, it's been able to run all over it. So it's really been a fun track. It's really, you know, good place to race. And, you know, especially with the package we have now, you know, with these cars, we need places we can move around because, you know, honestly, it's really, really hard to follow guys closely and make time. So having those options to be able to move around, get some air in your car, be able to work different lanes, makes the racing, you know, a lot of fun for us behind the wheel. And, you know, Kansas has become a track we can do that at.
Chase Elliott won pole position for Sunday's Hollywood Casino 400 at Kansas Speedway. Elliott's number 9 Chevrolet will share the front row with number 22 Joey Logano. The race starts at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. No, your current iPhone won't work on superfast 5G networks now, but Apple is introducing 4 new devices that will. Pre-orders begin this Friday for the iPhone 12 and the iPhone 12 Pro. The iPhone 12 Mini and iPhone 12 Max will be available in mid-November. Prices range from $700 for the Mini to $1,100 for the Max. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.